just have me escorting everyone into the light. So the more that we understand we can, they're saying that's the important part. And they're really just showing extraordinary light, leading us to higher chambers, higher associations. And they're, how would I say that? Like, as we stand ready, as we stand willing. So we want to remember that we're switching to a new reality. We're switching to a new consciousness. As we stand ready, as we stand willing. So that is imperative. In other words, we're not, it's not just business as normal, business as usual, that we're really learning, we're really learning to sign on with our higher self. And so we want to remember that that's an extraordinary graduation, that's an extraordinary gifting, that's an extraordinary circumstance, as we will let go of self. So self is, we have personal habits, or we have personal preferences, or we have particular beliefs or lifestyles or heritage or the way we were raised or socialized. Whatever it is, we think we know. We think we know all, we think we know best. And so remember, we've been associated with our ego. We've been associated with separation. So in essence, we've been associated with lack. And so when we function out of lack, they're saying we function out of bitterness and that we don't really know it all. So the good news is we're traveling. The good news, oh my gosh, when I said we're traveling, the blue orbs that presented were so, they're saying indicative of our assertion. In other words, love is the way, light is surrounding us, and we're learning how to adopt that. We're learning how to be comfortable with that. We're learning how to be wise. So that being wise, or that wisdom, is really lighting up. In other words, we're gonna have those personal preferences, those karmic reactions, but we're gonna have that higher wisdom that is escorting us all. So when they said escorting us all, just imagine you had your favorite friends, you had your favorite superhero, your favorite celebrity, your favorite deity escorting you. It's just extraordinary, really, all that is in attendance, ready to provide, ready to help us travel. And we're traveling within to the light. We're opening up to our brilliance. We're opening up to our sunshine. And what they're saying is we'll never be the same, because we're no longer functioning from the old consciousness. So we want to remember, everything we experience in our life is consciousness. And when we draw to us the right energy exchange, in other words, when we receive that light, when we receive that glowing, they're saying glowing report, but it's that light that's transferring upon us, it shifts who we actually are, the energy we hold, the frequency we hold, the consciousness we hold. And so the more that we understand, everything we associate with, everything we resonate with, everything we experience is sourced by us. There's not a reality out there separate from us. It's being sourced from us. So as we say we can, in other words, as we assume infinity, as we assume that Christ consciousness, as we assume our higher self, then all that, they're saying, like, all will be known, all will be graduated, all will be understood, because we're going to be functioning out of the awareness of our true self, of our true, they're saying circumstance, but the circumstance being our true self. And so when we're our true self, they're saying nothing is wrong at all, meaning that we have access to all, because we're no longer functioning out of doubt. We're no longer functioning out of limitation. We're no longer functioning out of separation. Separation is believing we're an individual body mind separate from every other body, every other person, all, everything that we think we want. If we believe we're separate, then we're functioning, they're saying our function is in out of place. So allow yourselves to receive, allow yourselves to advance, allow yourselves to be dictated to. This is not giving up your will. Dictated to is allowing that light to insert, allowing that light to advance, allowing that light to stimulate you to your inner strength. So when I'm receiving this energy, it's like I'm just getting stronger and stronger and stronger still. And it's not strength that I need to like knock someone down. It's strength to decide inside. In other words, it's helping us understand all that is ready for us, all that's consenting to us. Because remember, we think we want nouns, people, places, and things out there, but what we really want is our natural self or our true self or our wholeness. Because as we align with that light, as we align with that assertive value, we really have everything we need. And then whatever we need tangible, whatever serves the best and highest good of all. So we're really shifting our system versus like, I'm just trying to manage me, myself, and I. So that's the old energy. That's the old circumstance. So when we move into that unity consciousness, everything we do serves the best and highest good of all. So that's a real transference of faith, where your consciousness, your life, is in service of the I am that is of us all, the higher self that is of us all. So this is an extraordinary higher vision that's presenting, that is allowing us to choose. And again, we of course have that free will. So we can hold back, I mean, we really can, or we can let go and assume that new, how would I say that? Like, they're just saying like what's deserving us, deserving what we deserve. And that's very essential, because all of us on some level have been functioning out of scarcity, out of lack, not really knowing our divinity. So when they're talking about what we deserve, they're really talking about our divine rights. And that once we understand that new love's association, it's a whole new experience on earth. It's a whole new consideration. So allow yourselves to travel within, meaning opening up to the light. And so when they're sharing that, there's this oh my gosh, it just feels like a stimulating or a stirring of light in our higher heart and in our heart chamber. And again, this is our spiritual heart. So we want to remember we have that eternal flame within that's set to burst. That, you know, when they talk about the daily message, I forget what they said, but like, you know, allow the fire in the heart to be birthed. This is what's occurring in a very natural sequencing as we will aspire. So aspire is, we're not just getting through our day just because. That every moment, every hour is helping us to claim victories, helping us to create, to claim our light, is helping us to have that inner glow. So we want to remember this is all about the awakened heart. And we all have love's advantage, meaning that we're all set to go exploring. We're all set to go driving. In other words, to really allow ourselves to be seen, allow ourselves to be ignited with this light that is ready to turn on to advance. And so when I'm sharing this, I just have these like flickers of light. It's almost like embers in a fireplace or fireflies, like flicker, 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 flicker. And so every time I say the word flicker, 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 the energy that's running through my channels is like, oh my gosh, it's just really sensational. So allow yourselves to enjoy, allow yourselves to present, allow yourselves to be well acquainted. In other words, the more we become familiar with this light, the more we receive, the more we receive, the more we become familiar, the more we become acquainted, where it's going to start feeling very, very familiar, where it's just not going to be as big a deal or take as long to create our smile, to create our good fortune, to create our true self at last. So as we receive this light, remember to allow yourselves to shine, meaning allow yourselves to be included. What they're referring to is some of us are still in the process of sort of coming out of the closet and allowing that light to be noted. In other words, we may still be a little bit conservative. We may have our mysterious cloak around us. You know, because all of us have had lifetimes where, you know, we kind of suffered. We kind of took a hit for being that light worker. So we're in various stages of sort of relaxing that and permitting that sunshine. So they like saying sunshine because, of course, it's the sun, the outer sun, the inner sun. But also, it just feels good to just feel the sunshine. It just makes it, how would I say, they're saying just makes it more pleasant. Meaning, it's easy to move into sunshine versus, they're saying just stay on the positive. So it's easy to assert the sunshine. So allow yourselves to receive, allow yourselves that channel of divine influence. That's the important part, because remember that light is information. So when we have that divine influence, we're no longer separated. We're no longer functioning out of the mind only that just knows the past and just likes to just sort of like, you know, play it over and over, that we're moving into new association. We're moving into new consciousness. We're moving and really allowing love to arrive. So when we started moving and traveling at that end, the light just feels so wonderful, purposeful. And what I mean by that is it just feels like it knows what it's doing as we will receive and honor and explore. So in essence, it really, really feels good to be aligned with this truth. And this is what they keep associating, like, how would I say it? You know, like it feels good, it's sunshine. Again, every time they say anything like this, it's helping us relax and extend further. Relax and go deeper. Relax and go exploring. So allow this to occur with ease. And remember, we offer this sunshine to the collective, to all of our beautiful brethren or brothers and sisters. Remember, it's like we're releasing the energy of judgment within. So wherever we may have been a little judgy or there's still conflict to work out, just imagine that light extending. Just imagine this highest availability of source to be freely given, to be freely asserted. Because we want to remember, we are all of it. We are all of it. So when we're holding back, we're an ego. It's okay if you're holding back, but just be aware that you're still an ego. And so remember, we're going beyond. We're going. We're moving into place. Now, if you find that it was a little hard to offer that light to another, receive it for yourself on behalf of all. On behalf of all. So again, just take yourself where you are. Baby steps are fine. As long as you stay encouraged. In other words, you keep welcoming, you keep trying, you keep drawing, you keep extending. So allow yourselves to receive with ease. Allow yourselves to be duly noted. Noted is where you now have your vibrational house, because again, the shift has now occurred and is standing in place. So receive, receive, receive. So it is. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. Okay,